terrible desert that fills a vast chunk of land between the northern and southern regions of the Shadowlands. The impassable mountains called the Danda Presh only get shorter out there before they finally wade into the ocean. Goblin was looking out to sea. A ship rode her anchor inshore. Boats were plunging in the surf. Goblin was yammering a litany of complaints. From the faces of his companions, it was safe to guess that they'd heard it all before. What the hell was Goblin doing out there on that bleak coast? I dropped back in time to listen in from the beginning. Goblin was tormented by hatreds. So what does the captain do? He sends nobody else but Goblin himself off to chart the unknown coast. Goblin hated swamps, so naturally the first leg of the journey took him downriver through the delta, which was one huge swamp, 200 miles across, without one decent channel, obviously totally unfit for human habitation because only Wang Bao lived there. Goblin hated sea travel almost as much as One Eye did. So what did he get after cutting through the swamp, damned near building a canal to manage that? A goddamn ocean with waves taller than any self-respecting tree. He hated deserts. So what did he find after he finally got his little fleet past the end of the swampy coast? Country so barren, scorpions and sand fleas couldn't make a living there. You baked during the day and froze at night, and you never got away from the sand. The wind blew it into everything. He had sand in his boots right now.
I wasn't born for this, Goblin complained. Nobody deserves this. Me less than most. What did I ever do to the old man? All right, so maybe me and One-Eye drink a little and get rowdy sometimes, but so what? It's just youthful high spirits, if sleepy does it.
Naturally, he overlooked the fact that when he and One-Eye get drunk, they always start squabbling and tend to begin throwing sloppily woven spells around, busting things up far worse than sleepy ever could.
A man has to cut loose sometimes, you know what I mean? Nobody ever gets hurt, do they?
That was not an exaggeration. That was an outright fabrication.
Hell, in a world where there was any shred of justice, I'd be retired somewhere where the wine is sweet and the girls appreciate a man with experience. I gave the company the best centuries of my life.
Goblin hated being in charge. That meant having to think and make decisions. And it meant taking responsibility. Goblin hated all those things, too.
He just wanted to cruise through life, doing only what was necessary to get by, while somebody else did the thinking and made the decisions.
Goblin hated hard work, too, and in this desert, everybody was going to have to bust ass to stay alive. I had Smoke take me up high, with the eagles, had any been able to survive out there, to see what had Goblin so excited. He had not exaggerated about the desert. Near the coast, the Shindai Kus was all golden sand. The surf brought that in from the deep. Continuous gales carried that sand inland, using it to scour the skin off hills that, as they grew up and marched to the east, became the Danda Presh. On the coast, few of the hills stood more than 100 feet above the sand. None of those showed the least